To the editor, Commonwealth's attorney candidate Josh Catcher is not altruistic and will impede progress if elected. The criminal justice system desperately needs to be changed. 4 years ago, Arlington and the City of Falls Church elected Parisa Dagani Tafti to do just that. I participated in the Commonwealth's Attorney's community-sponsored classes to learn about restorative justice. I understand and appreciate how Dagani Tafti is trying to give our community more options for just outcomes. She has sought out incarceration where appropriate, but having the option of restorative justice, a difficult process for wrongdoers, can make some victims whole when incarceration cannot. Catcher has exploited a mother's grief. As a mother who has lost a child in tragic circumstances, I know grief. I miss my daughter every day. Catcher has used the recent death of a child and the mother's grief for political purposes, and I am appalled, knowing where I was emotionally soon after the loss of my child. I am impressed that Dagani Tafti has respected the mother's grief and taken the high road as Catcher has unfairly maligned her. Catcher has launched a hostile critique of the incumbent, while avoiding acknowledging that he could not have gotten a different outcome in the case under Virginia law. I find it reprehensible and shameful that Catcher uses a mother's grief as the cornerstone of his political campaign. It is up to you, the voter, to decide on the future of Arlington and Falls Church. A vote for Dagani Tafti is a vote for a candidate who is altruistic and believes in real justice and democracy. Dagani Tafti has a vision, as do most of us who supported her 4 years ago. Since taking office, she has accomplished many of her objectives as she transitions Arlington and Falls Church into a more honest, just system. And that is real justice. And that is real reform. Sharon Webster, Arlington.